I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Crew Chief for a Day Initiative and Airman Development Command. The 31st Maintenance Group is welcoming airmen from across Aviano to live a day in the life of a crew chief. The initiative aims to foster a more cohesive team by deepening the understanding of the maintenance group's mission, highlighting the daily work of airmen, and strengthening inter-unit collaboration and relationships.
The Crew Chief for a Day initiative offers airmen from across Aviano Air Base an immersive opportunity to experience the daily operations of the 31st Fighter Wing from a maintainer's perspective. Participants will spend the day learning the basics of the launch sequence, engaging in hands-on activities, and visiting various teams within the maintenance group to understand their contributions to the mission. Colonel Joseph Stengel, 31st Maintenance Group Commander, shares the objective of the Crew Chief for a Day initiative.
So I want to show off what we do in maintenance because there are some absolutely remarkable things that are happening that if I worked in finance or I worked at the dining facility, I just simply would never get a chance to see them. So showing the maintenance group mission off a little bit and really giving people that awareness is one objective of our initiative. But the second objective, and possibly more importantly, if I can get senior airmen to senior airmen relationships, creating those relationships across the base throughout support group and throughout med group is really building strength at that very tactical level.
Stengel also says the initiative opens up networking opportunities and fosters relationships across the 31st Fighter Wing. I'm Staff Sergeant Thomas Schoberg, AFN News.
Airman Development Command. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. Air Education and Training Command is to be redesignated as Airman Development Command. To support this, AETC is planning to realign its headquarters staff to establish the Enterprise Learning Engineering Center of Excellence. The initiative will directly support the development and delivery of mission-ready airmen and guardians prepared to deter or defeat great power competitors. The center will focus on experimenting with new learning technologies, developing cross-functional training tactics, and collaborating with industry and academia to support the future of airman development. Dr. Wendy Walsh, AETC Chief Learning Officer, says the Enterprise Learning Engineering Center is designed to accelerate force development by connecting the learning ecosystem and supporting policies that impact the learning organization. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.